You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was unfortunate. Apologies. There was a bit of a song in there. But it is time for Dear Science.
It is.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Lillian. Hi, Will.
Hi, Hello. Will.
Yeah, thanks for introducing me.
Sorry, my bad. I should have said it. I'm joined in studio with Will Parkinson and Alan Blackman. Will is back. I missed you on the last week, anyway, of last year.
We didn't have you on
the show for the final Wednesday. Why?
Yeah, I was trying to listen in, but I was driving down south, and the second I got out of, the second the wire came on, BFM cut out. It was terrible. I cried a little, I'm not going to lie.
Need a stronger transmitter, obviously.
Yeah.
Clearly. Or we need to transmit throughout the entire country, maybe.
Indeed.
Not just Auckland.
Yeah.
Hugh, take a note of that. Or maybe Caitlin. Caitlin, take a note of that. I don't know if you've heard our changes, Alan.
Ooh.
We're losing our general manager, Hugh.
Goodness me.
But Caitlin McElhagger is stepping up, and she's been here for quite a few years.
Okay.
And she's going to do an amazing job.
Cool.
Anyway, that's a bit of news. So, we're going to talk about amalgam fillings.
We are. And so to start off the year, the EU has decided that they are going to ban amalgam fillings from July this year. So
this is, Will did a bit of research on this. Oh, I just want to shout out Will.
Okay.
And it seems that New Zealand's a bit behind the times in the dentistry world.
Well, it depends, yeah.
So has the EU not banned them yet, but they're going to ban
them? Yes, they're going to ban them in July this year, yes, in the EU. Yep. So they're going to ban them for pregnant women, breastfeeding women, and for children.
Okay, so it's not... It is toxic for everyone, but not super toxic?
Well, that's the question. Is it toxic or is it not? Okay, and... A little bit of history here. So, amalgam fillings have been around since the year 659, believe it or not.
659.
So, they were talked about in Chinese literature in 659.
This type of filling that people use.
Amalgam filling. So, with mercury. So, you're mixing metals up with mercury. And the metals that you use, generally silver, tin, and copper. And they use that mixture because it sets hard and, it's sort of fairly resistant to fracture and stuff like that. It's a good, solid mixture essentially of these metals, and obviously it does contain mercury, and we all know that mercury is very bad. So the question then becomes, is mercury in this form, when it's amalgamated with these various metals, is it still bad for you? Do you get leakage of mercury over many years? If you do, is it in sufficient amounts to affect you in a bad way?
If it was bad for you a while ago, wouldn't it still be bad for you?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it's not necessarily a question of, is it still bad for you?
Well, it's a question of the amount and the amount that comes out of mercury filling. So when you actually get a mercury filling, apparently that's sort of the most dangerous time because, when they put the stuff in, you get a little bit here, you get a little bit there, and blah, 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 blah. But the mercury is amalgamated with other metals, which makes it seemingly less toxic, okay? It's not like having seemingly elemental mercury in your mouth, just a whole bunch of elemental mercury. Having said that, there have been studies that show that you do get leakage of mercury out of these fillings. And personally speaking, when I was a lad, bloody school dental nurses used to drill at any sign of, whatever. So I've got a mouthful of metal.
Mouthful.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I have none, I'd like to point it out there.
Yeah. And obviously they've got a limited lifetime. So just the other week I broke one. So I went to the dentist and she replaced it with a white one.
Right.
And so they do have alternative materials now, which they can use. Now, these alternative materials seem to be pretty strong and obviously non-toxic or non-potentially toxic. So to me, there's a big parallel with way back in the 20th century when they put lead in petrol and lead in paint. That was a bloody stupid idea. That was just madness. Obviously, they didn't recognize it at the time, but we look back with hindsight and say, yeah, not the best idea, but silly.
You seem kind of hesitant, though, that having mercury in your teeth is not so bad.
Well,
you say it's a parallel, but I feel in your sort of demeanor right now, it's like a little bit hesitant. You're sort of just like, yeah, it's not too bad, but I feel like it's not ideal to have.
Well, yeah, no, that's basically it. I think, look, shit, if there's another alternative out there, then for goodness sake, use it. And it seems to me that one of the barriers to using this is cost. So what age do children get free dental care up to? I'm not sure. Is it 18 or is it?
Yeah, it's when you leave school, you can't.
So therefore, the government is subsidising all of the dental treatment there, and obviously using mercury amalgam is a lot cheaper than the sort of the white polymeric materials that they've got as alternatives. So it may simply be down to cost, but, you know, let's err on the side of caution here, probably, would be my feeling. Now, there were articles both pro and anti this when this appeared in the news sort of last week sometime. The New Zealand Dental Association, their policy is that there have been no studies that show any ill effects of mercury leaking from fillings. And yet there are other dentists who are saying, look, you know, basically what I'm saying, you know, if there's an alternative there, why don't we use it? And let's err on the side of caution. There's been a very, very famous or infamous, I guess, example of mercury poisoning in Japan, the Minamata exposure of people to mercury. They were living by a factory that was busy dumping mercury into the bay where they got all their fish from. And the mercury was then transformed in the fish to a thing called methyl mercury, which is just nasty. And they had all sorts of deaths, all sorts of horrific birth defects, etc., etc. And why take the risk? Well,
but the mercury thing as well. I mean, isn't that massive, like huge amounts when you eat dolphin or whale meat because of the high fish diet?
It does. It's sort of concentrated in the food chain. Yes, yes. Yeah. My understanding is that that's the case. So, as one of the dentists said, we seem to recognise the